Virtual Selling Playbook for Sales Executives, authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. 1. Virtual sales are still sales. While it may seem as if the business of selling has changed dramatically over the last 2 years, with the necessity of remote work, this is a trend that has been building as technology advances. Today, jumping on a Zoom call or using any one of several online platforms allows sales executives and teams or customers to communicate, share information, and close deals. It is the new normal, and one that is only going to continue to evolve. One of the most important focuses for any sales executive is, and always has been, to provide the team with the skills, knowledge, and abilities to do their job successfully. This includes helping the team to understand that virtual sales are, and always will be, a function of effectively addressing the needs of the customer, keeping them interested, and then closing the sale. A common misperception in the sales today is that sales are all about face-to-face interactions. However, in a survey completed by HubSpot in 2021, 63% of sales leaders report that meeting clients virtually on sales calls is just as effective or more effective than in-person meetings. These meetings are easy to schedule, do not require downtime for travel, and allow the sales executive to add to the presentation through video, infographics, and presentations that are more engaging and generate discussion, interest, and focus on the product or service. Other additional and informative facts on virtual sales include 81% of sales executives and professionals report increasing their use of video meetings. One-to-one online meetings with customers increased from 7% to 40% from 2019 to 2021, up 471%. 80% of B2B decision makers report preferring online sales meetings or digital self-service. Video conferencing is up an average of 41% since Q1 2020, while online chat between decision makers and sales reps is up 23%. Perhaps more importantly for sales executives, the top 89% of sales professionals routinely use platforms such as LinkedIn as part of their sales process. This effective use of social media results in 45% more sales than peers not using social media. Other statistics of note include that of top sales professionals using social media, 64% meet or exceed their team quota. In comparison, only 49% of sales professionals not using social media can boast their performance with similar results. Supporting individual and team development. There are several steps that sales managers need to take to help their team to thrive in this new environment. There are new challenges, but the basics of developing sales skills, creating rapport and trust with customers, making contact, and moving the customer forward, and then continuing to reach out to new customers is still at the heart of a successful sales team. Of these issues, one of the most important is building the team's skills. When each salesperson in the department or on the team is confident in his or her ability to sell, has product or service knowledge, and has the belief they can sell, they will be effective in a virtual selling environment. Fine-tuning the customer skills and the ability to work with the technology can be completed through skill development training, mentoring, coaching, and support to build proficiency and boost confidence. It is essential for any sales executive to focus on building her or his skills through structured practice that focuses on effective online presence, communication skills, presentation style, and the all-important ability to follow up effectively after the meeting. The more the sales executive hones their skills, the more effectively they will find ways to improve the team. As part of the leadership in any sales department, having the ability to assess the team and make the necessary changes to move to effective use of technology increases the earning potential of the entire team. Failing to do this is a significant problem. Assuming the skills that top sales professionals use in face-to-face interactions with buyers translate directly to virtual sales is a costly mistake. Instead, enhancing the team's ability to take advantage of the features and opportunities available in virtual sales is the winning combination. 2. The challenges and solutions in virtual selling. In a study by the Rain Group Center for Sales Research, 528 sales professionals and buyers answered questions on the challenges and the reality of selling virtually. The answers to these questions are insightful in highlighting what virtual buyers see as the problems the sellers are experiencing. The buyers in the study were questioned about the most common mistakes they found sellers making in the virtual sales meetings. A quick look at the top distractions or errors buyers noted in virtual presentations are all things most sales professionals are guilty of at some level. Issues buyers experience by percentage report. Bad emails 80%, poor skills 80%, not prepared 83%, no response 84%, no visuals 86%, tech problems 89%. Challenge 1, technology problems. Over 89% of the buyers in the survey reported that technology problems were an issue. This is an easily preventable problem by training the sales team to use the technology. Bringing in a trainer or having a mentor or coach to work with sales team members struggling with the platform and the hardware can eliminate or dramatically reduce these issues. Practice using the platform, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, GoToMeeting, Skype, with internal meetings. Take turns having the team host the meeting to ensure they are familiar with the platform functionality. Challenge 2, lack of an engaging presentation. One of the benefits of virtual meetings is having the ability to use high-impact visuals to highlight or demonstrate the product or service. Rather than the buyers simply looking at the sales professional, they can watch a demo, see charts and graphs, or look at images that are designed to show how the product or service solves a problem or provides a solution for a current challenge in their industry or business. Poor quality or lack of visuals is reported as a problem for 86% of the buyers in the survey. Knowing how to use the platform and incorporate images will make a significant improvement in your sales. Challenge 3. Not answering questions. It is always important for a buyer to feel the focus of the conversation is on their concerns or questions, not simply a listing of the features or benefits of the products or services. In the RAIN survey, 84% of buyers reported they felt their questions or concerns were not addressed. Taking the time to engage buyers by creating an interactive discussion throughout the presentation eliminates this issue. The sales team should practice the presentation with each other and utilize strategic points to ask for information from the customer to address concerns and customize the sales presentation. This is identical to best practices with face-to-face selling. It requires additional focus in a virtual selling environment. Challenge 4, lack of sales preparation. Online or in person, there is no substitute for being prepared for a sales meeting. This is true for meeting with existing customers or for making an initial presentation to warm leads. Being prepared means checking to make sure all resources are available on the platform or on your computer. Getting to the meeting early to welcome customers into the meeting at the designated time and having the answers to questions the customers are most likely to ask. In other words, know your customer, know your presentation, and know the product or service. With virtual meetings, this information is literally at your fingertips. It should be accessible at any time to provide additional information or details. In crafting the presentation and rehearsing with the team, the sales executive can help the sales team to tailor the story and the message to the target audience. This includes having different presentations for various types of clients. Presentations are not just PowerPoints and graphics. They are a carefully woven story that links the customer's problem or challenge with the solution offered through your product or service. Preparation on this aspect creates a seamless presentation that keeps customers engaged and interested. Challenge 5, limited or no presentation skills. There are specific skills that sales representatives need to develop to deliver high-quality virtual sales presentations. While it is not as easy to have a presence in the room on a virtual platform, it is possible to build rapport, engage the decision maker or makers in the room, and make the meeting interactive, engaging, and targeted to the specific people on the call. This is where practice and feedback from sales executives, trainers, coaches, and mentors is extremely valuable. Sales professionals with the ability to integrate these skills into their sales presentation will be the 64% of professionals who hit or exceed their sales quotas. In contrast, those who struggle with online presentations will continue to see diminishing returns on their efforts. As more companies and businesses move into virtual B2B and B2C sales, poor presenters will be negatively judged and evaluated by consumers at any level. The transition between in-person and virtual sales should be over, with the sales team settling comfortably into the use of the new technology and creating those powerful, engaging, and targeted presentations. Challenge 6. Poor quality emails. Poor quality emails can include a range of different factors: incorrect messaging, lack of clarity, incorrect frequency of emails, or emails that are simply not moving the customer or client forward are all problematic. Knowing how to construct an effective email is a skill. Sales executives can plan training for the team or utilize coaching and individual training to build these skills. Other options, such as implementing automated emails that are customized through a CRM, is another option to consider. Emails are essential to create opportunities to invite prospective clients, follow up after a virtual sales meeting, and stay in contact with prospects and customers. Emails are an effective and important aspect of CRM solutions that keep your company and the salesperson top of mind. Recognizing areas for improvement or challenges as a sales executive within the team is the first step in improving current practices. Addressing these challenges by investing in quality training on virtual sales is the next step, allowing the team to move forward in creating powerful and effective presentations that bring new clients to the table and provide solutions to the needs of your existing customer base. There are several ways to improve any virtual sales meeting. One of the first is to modify and change the old style of PowerPoint presentations that worked in boardrooms or conference rooms to make them more interactive for your online customers and clients. The importance of the presentation. The use of videos or combinations of slides and videos is highly effective as it is engaging and interesting. In a study by Vidyard in 2021, over 70% of top sales leaders use video combined with interactive discussions. Hybrid videos, where the presenter and the display video, PowerPoint, or graphic are on the screen at the same time, have a high response rate. Those watching feel the connection of the human interaction, while also seeing the visual presentation simultaneously. In the same report by Vidyard, over half of all the sales professionals using video reported increased close rates, which means the video primed the customer as they moved through the sales process. Creating a polished online presentation is not easy. Developing a structure to the flow of the presentation that allows time for interaction, engagement, and response to the buyer's questions and concerns is a hallmark of a great presentation. At the same time, an effective presentation will proactively provide the essential information customers need to have to move forward. Anticipating these key factors and designing this into the presentation helps the sales executive to touch on the concerns and challenges the buyers face, helping to establish your role as a trusted resource and expert in your industry. Virtual sales are the future. Embracing the technology and investing in training and coaching to help build knowledge, expertise, and confidence in using these platforms are the two key characteristics top sales performers must possess to survive and thrive in today's competitive selling environment.